Radio Daily for Not Monday. Oh, hell no. We've gotten past that. And having to hear that damn country song, Have You Forgotten, that played on every single station 28 times. We're just not going to do that. It's the 12th of September. And you can think about Earth, Wind, and Fire as much as you want to. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy places. The folks bringing it to you today, well, that there. You know him. You love him. You at least tolerate him. That's podcasting's Rich Sigfrid.
Your head is as empty as a eunuch's underpants.
I am not the person that said that. I don't know what that even means. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
This is going to be a total cluster cuss for everybody.
Well, we'll just grow together. What happened on this fantastically fine day there, sir?
Huh? Oh, 490 BC, Battle of Marathon, the conventionally accepted date for the Battle of Marathon. The Athenians and their Pelasian allies defeat the first Persian invasion forces of Greece.
No other battles have races named after them, do they? 1857, the SS Central America sinks about 160 miles east of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, drowning a total of 426 people, including Captain William Lewis Herndon. The ship was carrying 13 to 15 tons of gold from the California Gold Rush. Go hunt it. Do it now.
1866, the Black Crook opened in New York City. It was the first American burlesque show.
1873, the first practical typewriter was sold to customers. Before that, impractical ones was all you could buy.
1919, Adolf Hitler joins the German Workers' Party, of course, later renamed the Nazi Party. Thankfully, they have no influence on anything to this day.
1933, Leo Szilard, waiting for a red light on Southampton Row in Bloomsbury, conceives the idea of a nuclear chain reaction. Funny that came about waiting in traffic.
Normally you had to slip and hit your head on the toilet for a scientific genius like that. In 1938, Adolf Hitler demands autonomy and self-determination for the Germans of the Sudetenland region of Czechoslovakia. Seemed to like this day, apparently.
Well, you know, the numerology. They loved that shit. 1940, cave paintings are discovered in Lascaux, France.
Maybe that's why Hitler went into France. He was trying to find a critic. Somebody's art was worse than his. 1952, strange occurrences, including monster sightings, take place in Flatwoods, West Virginia.
1954, Lassie made its television debut. The last show aired in 1971, so it went for a while.
1958, Jack Kilby demonstrates the first integrated circuit.
I love his comics, man. That's fantastic. 1959, the premiere of Bonanza, the first regularly scheduled TV program presented in color.
Ooh, I've been to the Ponderosa. It's a tourist trap. In 1959, the Soviet Union launches a large rocket, Lunik 2, at the moon.
1962, President John F. Kennedy, at a speech at Rice University, reaffirms that the U.S. will put a man on the moon by the end of the decade and bring him home safely.
1963, the last episode of Leave It to Beaver was aired. The show had debuted on October 4th, 1957.
Lassie lasted longer. 1966, Gemini 11, the penultimate mission of NASA's Gemini program and the current human altitude record holder, if you don't count the Apollo missions.
1966, the Monkees TV show premieres on NBC.
1970, Josie and the Pussycats debuted on CBS. The cartoon, that is. We'd have to wait so long for the incredibly fantastic movie.
Still waiting on that. 1991, the Space Shuttle Discovery took off on a mission to deploy an observatory that was to study the Earth's ozone layer.
1992, NASA launches Space Shuttle Endeavor, which marked the 50th shuttle mission. On board are Mae Carroll Jensen, the first African-American woman in space, Mamori Mori, the first Japanese citizen to fly a U.S. spaceship, and Mark Lee and Jan Davis, the first married couple in space, which sounds like a sitcom.
And that was the only time that the good Lord approved of the sex that happened in space. In 1994, Frank Eugene Corder crashes a single-engine Cessna 150 into the White House's south lawn, striking the west wing and killing himself.
2011, the 9/11 Memorial Museum in New York City opens to the public. It took 10 years to figure it all out. Birthdays?
Ben McKenzie, 39 years old, The O.C., Southland, and Gotham.
Louis C.K. turns 50. The director of Pootie Tang.
True. And if you read current online reports, is following in the steps of his inspiration, Dr. Bill Cosby. Darren Burroughs is 51 years old from 976 Evil, class of 1999, Amistad, and Northern Exposure.
Amy Yazbek is 55 from Wings, House 2, Problem Child, The Mask, Men in Tights, Dracula, Dead and Loving It. That's all over the spectrum there.
I had such a huge crush on her back in the day. Peter Scolari, 62. Somebody else I had a crush on, but only when he was in drag. From Bosom Buddies, New Heart, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, the TV series, and Girls.
Joey Pants, Joe Pantilano, is 66. From The Goonies, Eddie and the Cruisers, The Fugitive, The Matrix, Memento, Sopranos. We could keep naming stuff. Bound. I mean, oh my God.
The Daredevil movie. I like to call him Joseph Slacks. We've got Bruce Mahler, 69 years old, from Fridays, Fackler in Police Academy, Rabbi on Seinfeld.
Linda Gray is 77 from Dallas, and the underappreciated Sylvester Stallone movie, Oscar.
Mr. Provolone. I love that movie. Ian Holm, 86 years old, from Alien, Time Bandits, Fifth Element, Lord of the Rings, and The Hobbit.
Freddie Jones is 90 from Frankenstein Must Be Destroyed, Son of Dracula, Crawl, Dune, and Young Sherlock Holmes. Damn, that's a good movie.
That's a man who found his gimmick and rolled with it. No longer with us, born on this day, 1888, Maurice Chevalier from The Love Parade and The Big Pond.
1914, Desmond Llewellyn, best known for being Q in the Bond movies.
1920, Irene Daly, Five Easy Pieces and The Amityville Horror.
1925, Dickie Maw from Our Gang and Sergeant York.
And gone too young, 1973, Paul Walker from She's All That, Varsity Blues, Timeline, and the Fast and the Furious series.
See, there's no joke you can make there, because that's just a damn shame.
Yep, although Fast and Furious may in fact be on television, let's find out on CBS. We've got a rerun of NCIS, Bull, and NCIS, nope.
ABC, it's a rerun of The Middle, Fresh Off the Boat, Blackish, and then Blackish. Then Tom shares his plan to save Serena on Somewhere Between.
NBC has a new America's Got Talent. Creek helps Manfred on Midnight Texas.
Is it Manfred Mann? Fox, it's a rerun of Lethal Weapon, The Mick and Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
CW has a rerun of The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow with Tolkien.
Yep, James R.R. Tolkien. He'll be there. Freeform, ABC Family is what it used to be. Matilda, Danny DeVito, Rhea Perlman, Roald Dahl, the three goods all together.
AMC has Chappie.
Disney XD, a new Heroes Global Championship.
BET, Mary Jane uncovers information on being Mary Jane.
Bravo has a new episode of Below Deck, which normally has a great description that it doesn't today.
FX has Transformers Age of Extinction and a new American Horror Story cult.
On FXM, see the rock monsters that were supposed to be in Star Trek V and Noah.
Nickelodeon has Dayton and Frankie Bond on the new I Am Frankie.
BBC America showing Van Helsing.
I should like that. It's also available on DVD today. Spike has a new Ink Master and Ink Master Redemption.
Sundance, since you still love Stephen King movies, Misery is on.
Sci-Fi has the artists create plant-human hybrids on a new face-off, Game Face.
TNT is showing Law Abiding Citizen.
USA has a new WWE SmackDown, brother.
True TV, it's after hours on the new You Can Do Anything, but we're watching Sci-Fi Channel late at night because synthetic blood allows humans and vampires to coexist in Romania. Andrew Lee Potts and Neil Jackson star in Vampire Nation.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Today, Chad, Andre, and the ever-causing drama Kate clash over Demira. That's because Demira wants to cut in line, where Chad and Abby have already been waiting a whole day for the BMW PGA Tour Golf Championship. If Kate really wants to be involved in the drama, she should ask Julie about catching Eli and Gabby in that compromising position. But we'll stay here, though, because hashtag Chabby forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
Indeed not, because people are still going back repeatedly to watch it. Because, oh my dear God in heaven, is that such a good time. I love you, Tim Curry, but wow, they did a lot better than a TV miniseries could. Oh, yeah, I guess that does make sense. If you'd like to drop a note, though, whether it's about waiting in line, how many times you've seen it, the horrific hallucinations you're having now because you have seen it so many times, drop a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear all about it because that way it seems like our brains are a little better put together.
50 years ago, Mira, humankind's last hope to find new resources, departed the solar system. 7 years into her mission, she disappeared. She has returned. SNR Black, a Sol Federation Marine Corps vessel, is sent to retrieve her from certain destruction in the Kuiper Belt beyond Pluto. What they find will change humankind forever. From Parsec Award-winning author Paul E. Cooley, Derelict, Marines, part one of the Derelict Saga, combines military sci-fi, space opera, mystery, and suspense to create a journey you won't forget. Podcast available at shadowpublications.com. Paperback and ebook available from amazon.com. Some mysteries shouldn't be solved.
Hi, this is Julie Caitlin Brown of Babylon 5, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed, you are be doing that. Not Arby's doing that, because that would require some roast beef.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you can't get enough of them. What are folks adding to their collections today, sir?
Well, from the TV department, we've got Big Bang Theory Season 10.
Orphan Black Season 5, gone too soon.
The Smartest Show on Television, Scorpion Season 3.
Chicago PID Season 4.
Goldberg Season 3 and Season 4.
Oh, what? No, that's confusing. Silicon Valley Season 4, the last T.J. Miller season, so get it.
Veep Season 6.
People of Earth Season 1.
Heard good things, but you can also get the classic Night Gallery, the complete series.
From our could-be-porn section, Kidnapped by Doctors, Female Hostages 2017. Now, this is legal to own?
Yeah, it's very tastefully shot. From collections, we've got The Purge 3-movie collection.
Psycho, the 4-movie collection. It was so good last week, they're offering it again this week.
Phantasm 5-movie collection.
That's a good time. And your re-release department, Dracula, Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, Invisible Man, Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon, all with Alex Ross covers. Classic monster movies with an amazing artist.
Oof, I just want to get those for those covers. We've also got E.T., the extraterrestrial.
Popeye, the 1980 Robin Williams classic.
Harlem Nights, which is a fantastic movie if you haven't seen it.
It's no The Sting, though. Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy from 1955.
Leonard Part 6. Parts 1 through 5 are not available.
No, that's probably for the best. For movies, The Mummy, the Thomas Cruise version, is the one that's out now.
Yeah, I haven't really heard anything about it. We've got It Comes at Night. That's not the Thomas Cruise version.
No, and Tim Curry's not in that one either. Split is out today, too.
Captain Underpants.
And The Hatred. Oh, dear God. The Hatred. I don't know anything about that movie.
Yeah, me either.
Forgetting anything, though, it's going to be the story of, you know, filled with smoke and fire, the sky littered with ships hovering above for miles in every direction. These ships reap the earth of all its resources while drones patrol the now ruined cities. Friend of the show, Corin Nemec and Whitney Moore star in Drone Wars.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world. From a geeky point of view. So game developer Sean Vanneman announced on social media that Campo Santo, the people behind Firewatch, have done a takedown on PewDiePie. Because in the latest game run-through, he drops the N-word a few times there. Called a guy, he's just being a jerk, he's calling the guy a jerk and saying, well, he's an N-word, blah, 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 whatever you're going to do. You might remember PewDiePie as the person that's famous and that we don't know why for some apparently Nazi-esque statements from before. And now, yeah, he's dropped off some more just hatred. I am sick of this child getting more and more chances to make money off of what we make, Vanneman wrote. PewDiePie, like a bunch of people, plays through a video game. You watch him play. They run through and don't have to pay the people because it's considered fair use. Vanneman also said freedom of speech is freedom of prosecution. His stream is not commentary. It's an ad growth for his brand. Our game on his channel equals endorsement. So no, that is not going to happen. In his defense, PewDiePie did release a statement saying,
everyone's a little bit racist.
In other bad-behaving gamer news, Yum Si Bo Sung can no longer participate in South Korea's Africa Star League Season 4 after allegedly sexually harassing and assaulting a woman. The incident was streamed, but Bo Sung has denied doing either. Bo Sung is a popular streamer, or BJ, meaning broadcast jockey in Korean, on Africa TV, and the incident appeared in real time on the streaming platform. Africa TV also runs Africa Star League, and since the incident, which has apparently appeared on Korean TV, Bo Sung has been replaced in the league's latest season. He released a statement attempting to explain what we saw was not what we saw. He says he hit the woman in question's elbow twice and she threw water on his face. He claims everyone was laughing and it was a good time. I'm not saying that I did nothing wrong. I did drink a lot and I did many questionable things on stream and made my viewers feel uncomfortable. However, unlike what the article states, I did not sexually harass or physically assault someone. Now, he feels he is being treated unfairly. We just see it as a douchier difficulty setting.
You know, when I grew up, I want to be a BJ too.
BJ Honeycutt.
About 11.3 billion barrels of petroleum move through pipelines in the United States every year. It's a lot more efficient than moving around in, like, say, train cars. But now, science is involved. Scientists working at the heart of Canada's oil country think they've stumbled onto a way to ship it by train much more practically. They're making it into pellets. The process, which involves the application of heat and pressure, works on both bitumen and heavy oil. That process, University of Calgary professor Ian Gates said, convert them rapidly and reproducibly into pellets. Now, the resulting spheres have a viscous, asphaltene-rich coating on the outside and a liquid center, which adds some milk and it's yummy. So it's like robot candy, if you will. Gates says the pellets are also buoyant and can be exposed to water for long periods of time without losing their integrity, meaning if this stuff falls into the water, it's not going to kill fish instantaneously unless they eat it and are not robots. Obviously, having them in pellets, you could ship them by truck, not have to worry about pipelines that are going to break and seep into the sand, but again, this wouldn't be that bad. Another is that it dramatically reduces the risk of environmental harm. That's always one of the most contentious points when the idea is discussed of, you know, a new pipeline like the Keystone XL, for instance. And the coolest part, Gates says the pellets can be produced right at the wellhead and the energy cost is no greater than if it was diluted for delivery via a pipeline. Next, they would genetically engineer an animal that will simply excrete these pellets, and thus Nibbler is born, will evolve, and dark matter will fuel the Planet Express ship.
Every year, millions of people descend on Munich for the 2 weeks plus of camaraderie and drinking that is Oktoberfest. Festival goers consume millions of liters of beer. They also spill plenty of it. In extreme cases, they revisit the beer that they've already had. It's a potentially disastrous environment for footwear. Presumably, Adidas has seen firsthand the kind of carnage endured by shoes during Oktoberfest, which is why they put their best sneaker scientists to work so that a party-ready sneaker for this year's installment will be ready. They look like a lot of the company's traditional kicks with their flat, bright white soles and the trademark Dre striping on the side. Look closer and you'll see some subtle differences. Next to the stripes, where you'd normally see either blank leather or gazelle, it says Prost, which in German means 20 euros says I can empty this beer stein faster than you. It's a very efficient language. The contrasting leather Achilles protector on the back sports some fun embroidery that echoes what you'd likely see on a pair of lederhosen. Inside, the shoes are lined with a nice tablecloth-style red checkerboard fabric. But because the most important feature of Adidas Oktoberfest shoes isn't something you can see, it's more something you have to experience. According to the company, these kicks have been treated with a special coating that has the ability to shrug off beer and vomit. Adidas calls it DPBR, or Durable Puke and Beer Repellent. It could probably deal with other beverages and non-Newtonian fluids, too. But Adidas is playing the odds here and assuming those are the two that your shoes are more likely to encounter in a packed beer garden. It's German engineering at its finest, and it comes at a premium. Even at 199.95 euros, the Adidas Oktoberfest sold out in a hurry. They did include a sweet dimpled beer glass from sneaker shop 43 Einhalb, which probably helped. Harry funded this research at the bequest of his employer, Ray Bones Barboni.
That's forward thinking on his part.
Mm.
And to end on a sad note, comic book writer and artist Len Wein, co-creator of Wolverine and Swamp Thing, passed away Sunday at the age of 69, dude. A master of many aspects of the form, he worked as an artist and editor, but was primarily known for his writing, having written for, you know, Daredevil, Flash, Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, the Hulk, you know, the standards. Born in 1948, he originally had ambitions to be a comic artist, regularly visiting DC with a friend, and eventually fellow writer Marv Wolfman, DC editor Joe Orlando at last, gave both of them freelance work back in 68. When he got back to DC, he came up with the idea of Swamp Thing while riding the subway in Queens, working with artist Bernie Wrightson, who died this year as well, so everyone related to Swamp Thing's passing away. It's a shambling monster with the mind of a man, taken over by Alan Moore brilliantly in the 80s. It was fantastic. Wein suffered from various heart complaints, undergoing a quintuple heart bypass in 2015, and regularly updated fans on Twitter with hospital updates, many written by his wife, photographer and lawyer Christina Vallada. In March, he tweeted he was going into surgery with the hashtag, I want Wolverine's healing factor. Dave Wildgall's assistant editor at DC Comics added, you can't be hyperbolic when it comes to Len's legacy. He created, wrote, and edited more great superhero stories than anyone. So from all of them, from all of us to you, sir, thank you for all you did. GRD is licensed in the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works, 96.3 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. It's always a good time. Go visit youtube.com/geekradiodaily. I'm telling you, there's another cartoon there, and it's fan-flippin-tastic, and I say that despite the fact that I am in it. That should show you how good that is.
It's even got special effects in it.
It does, which made me laugh on more than one occasion. Oh, so yes, drop a note talking all about that and other things to podcast@geekradiodaily.com, and we will see you the absolute next time we do that. So, yeah.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
Piss off.
Well, that went well.
Good night, suckers.
I think we need better packaging. We need a better way to show off our product.
Josie and the Pussycats, playing only in movie theaters this April.